Yeah, it's good for the throat. All right, we're just starting the preparations for Miami. They're a good football team. They've got very good defensive front. They've got two really good corners. Defensive coordinator is a former assistant coach with me. They do a lot of similar things. Offensively, they got some great weapons. Mike Wallace used to play in Pittsburgh, big speed guy. And Lamar Miller is really a good back. Clay, the tight end, is really an athletic tight end. And Tannehill's doing a lot of good things. So I'm sure that they'll continue to play hard, and I expect us to do the same. Questions?
To prepare for the cold, you open the doors in here. You pumping heat in this week to prepare for the heat down there?
We are. Yeah, it'll be 80 degrees. Not sunny, but it'll be 80 degrees.
Familiarity with the defensive coordinator down there. Is there anything you guys can do to out-scheme each other, or is it more just kind of execution and doing what you do?
He knows what we do, a lot of stuff, and I know what they do, a lot of stuff. So there's, I'm sure he's communicating with their offense, and I'm sure I've communicated with our offense. But, really at the end of the day, it comes down to blocking the tackle. You might sneak one play in here or there that, you think they'd do this too or that too. But, I've played against guys that have been with me before, and, and then they'll run a play and you say, I told them about that, or something. So, it's one play here or there.
Will you change snap counts at all to account for the heat, or do you just do your normal thing?
As far as change snap, you mean number of plays, reps? Planning on rotating a little bit more, probably with the defensive line especially, but we'll see how it goes. We always plan on rotating. Like last week, we had a bunch of three and outs, and so even we rotated, but we probably didn't need to at that point in time. But yeah, we've thought about that. Yeah.
How common would it be to have them be able to play on the inside when you are rotating them?
We try to only put them in there when it's pass. they don't really like being in there in the run too much. But you're just trying to get more speed on the field. You're trying to get your best pass rushers there, and however you can do it. Sometimes it's with odd looks, sometimes it's, moving guys around like we have been.
Over the years, have you seen any difference, or is it any harder to adjust to heat when you're coming from cold as opposed to the other way around? Like when you were in Dallas and you went north, was it more difficult to get used to the cold or the heat or the same?
That's a good question, because I did go from Dallas to some of the cold places and Cincinnati to some of the warm places. So, I don't know. It seems like an old guy like me, the cold affects me a lot more. I don't know about the players, but.
Mike, the 68-yarder aside, how do you evaluate Blair and just how he's performing this year and his accuracy and things of that nature?
I think Blair's really good. I know he missed the 53-yarder, and he missed the one the week before, and the one at the end of the half was, or the end of the game, he didn't kick good, but 53-yarder is still a 53-yarder, and the opportunities that we've given him to kick this year, the 50-plus yarders, he's been pretty darn good, and so I think their misses stand out a little bit more. The guys come out here all the time and, they get beat on a takeoff or they run the wrong route or whatever. And, because there's so many more opportunities for them to do those things, it just shows, it just shows up more. But I honestly do not have a problem with Blair at all. And I will continue to, if I feel good about the kick, we'll kick it. And the other thing is, we were playing good defense at the time, throughout the day. And so, all those things kind of, the first one I thought about punting a little bit because it was a pretty long one. But just each situation's a little bit different.
A change in those 50-yarders in your time in the NFL? It seems like 50-yarders really used to be kind of a risk almost.
Now it's a little bit more. I wouldn't say automatic, but it's a little bit, it's, you know, you can, and that's why with him this year that I've been more, not aggressive, but more, less reluctant to punt the ball in those things, because I think we can get some points.
Going back to South Florida, and there any part of you have to worry about, you know, maybe trying too hard back in his hometown or anything along those lines?
I don't think Teddy will do that. You know, we've talked about making sure he gets all of his tickets and all that stuff done early this week, and you know, that stuff. But Teddy's really not that kind of guy that, you know, I'm going to go show off. He's not really a show off kind of guy.
With the progress, I know when you walked into this building, however it was, 10 months ago, are you pleased with the progress you've seen from your defense to this point? I know you said you'll probably think more about that stuff after the season, but, you know, you guys are knocking on the door of a top 10 defense in your first year.
I'll tell you more about it in 2 weeks. How's that? We still got, you know, there's still a lot of football to be played, and after that last ball game, then, you know, because we could go, you know, I had a defense in Dallas one time. It was really good. And I think we were fifth in the league at one time. And the last four games, we didn't play worth a lick. And we ended up 13th in the league. So I'd just as soon wait until we finish up, and we'll see where it goes.
What's the message for the final road game this Sunday?
You know, I've been talking to the team a little bit this week about kind of my message. You know, even once when I first came in here, is being a tough, physical, smart football team, and you know, part of that is that some of the things we did last week, the yards after contact, I think that shows physicality and toughness. But I also think that sign right up there, tough teams win in the fourth quarter, and I don't think that we've done that enough yet. So that's kind of my message, is that these tough, part of the toughness mentality that I'm trying to bring is about the fourth quarter as well. So
obviously you talk about it. Is there anything else you can do about it in practice, or you just kind of emphasize it, or regarding the fourth quarters?
Well, it's mostly about talking about it and mindsets and things like that. I mean, we talk about second half a lot, you know, in practice and things like that. But, you know, we've been through six, you know, whatever it is, 13, 17 games and with the preseason or something like that. So they've had some opportunities for that.
Late into the season and the opportunities for contact and practice and things are few and far between, how do you try and keep the defense sharp in tackling, particularly? I mean, a skill that needs to be, it seems like, practiced to stay sharp.
Well, a lot of tackling is about positioning, being in the right position, and, you know, the good teams usually have more than one guy there. So if they do miss, it doesn't show up like normal. So, I mean, that was one of the things we worked on hard last week. We'll continue to do this week. You know, when you take the pads off, the first thing I look at, like when we've, a couple weeks now, we haven't had the pads on, but I try to look at not only in practice, but like in the game Sunday, where's our pad level? Are we coming off the ball with low pads? Are we continuing to drive our feet and things like that? And that was pretty good last week, I thought. So we'll just keep, you know, it's just an emphasis about, because when you take your pads off, you tend to start getting high and start looking instead of coming off the ball on both sides of the ball, really. And so that's really an emphasis for us.
There's a report that you guys are going to add Ahmad Diggs into the active roster. I guess, what have you liked about him just from his time in practice here?
Well, you know, I think he's a talented guy. He's been bouncing around on some different practice squads and teams for a little bit. But he's a guy to look at for possibility of future. Played pretty good on special teams. You know, we knew him coming out in the draft. And then when, you know, and he was with Dallas in the preseason, and, you know, a couple games I watched, he looked pretty good.
Overtime games and their late game situations, what have you been able to learn just about your own time management here as a head coach?
I've learned quite a bit throughout the course of the year. You know, it's a little bit tougher for me just because, you know, I'm doing the defense and then I'm thinking about the plays to call for them and thinking about adjustments we need to make defensively, and all of a sudden it's a two-minute drill and I got to figure out how many timeouts left. And, you know, I've got guys in the box that are helping me with a lot of things. Don't take this wrong, because I don't feel like, I mean, obviously I've made some mistakes this year. I would never say that I never have, but I don't feel like I've made a lot of glaring mistakes in that aspect. But I assume that the more that I do this, I'll get better at it and correct those mistakes that I've made. Good? All right. Thank you.